The search for the living has ended in northwest Syria. It's now about removing the bodies trapped under the hundreds of buildings that collapsed following the earthquakes that hit Turkey and Syria on Monday. Those who responded to the human tragedy say the world failed the people in the opposition-controlled enclave. The civil defense, also known as White Helmets, said people died because repeated requests for rescue support teams and heavy machinery never came.
I have been deeply affected by the voices we heard from under the rubble. They were crying for help. In one instance, we worked for 4 hours before we were able to reach a man, but it was too late. He died.
Destruction and devastation are not only in the opposition-held areas in the north, but in heavily populated government-held cities like Aleppo, Hama, and Latakia as well. The United Nations estimates more than 5 million people are now homeless.
We evacuated people from all the buildings that we deemed dangerous. Shelters have begun receiving people.
It's a new wave of displacement. Already, there are nearly 7 million Syrians who have been displaced in their own country due to the war that began more than a decade ago. Many are in the north, where 4 million depended on aid before the earthquake destroyed more lives. On Friday, the Syrian government said it will allow aid to reach areas outside its control in what appeared to be a concession linked to a deal that involved waiving some sanctions for quake relief. But so far, it hasn't happened. The state's opponents have long feared the consequences of so-called cross-line deliveries.
The opposition in northwest Syria is afraid of receiving cross-line aid for many reasons, but primarily they're afraid of the regime holding that lifeline against them, using it in the future to coerce them into providing political concessions.
Aid has started to come in from the Bab el-Hawa border with Turkey, the only crossing authorized by the UN for aid deliveries. The opposition says the international community should ignore objections from Damascus and use more crossings to ensure the constant flow of relief supplies. Already, the World Food Program says it's running out of stocks in the opposition enclave, where more than 90% of people relied on aid before the latest disaster. Zana Khadr, Al Jazeera.